Lost?
Chester shrieked. With that, Howie's whimpering quickened by several RPMs. I decided the last thing an impressionable young puppy needed at the moment was hysteria. Chester, I said, calm down. Dog knows these woods like he knows his own name, right, dog? Dog? Dog, I'm talking to you. A whimper started to rise in my throat. Well, I said, swallowing it. At least there's a full moon, so it should be easy enough to find our way back to camp. Just then, a cloud passed over the moon.
Oh, you guys are so lily-livered,
Dog said.
You'd think these woods was full of ghosts or something.
Something, said Chester.
Maybe we should go back to camp, Howie suggested.
Dog sidled up to Howie.
What's the matter?
He said.
You chicken?
No, sir, Howie said. We're not chicken, are we, Uncle Harold?
Of course not, I said. It's just...
We're not chicken, are we, Pop?
Howie asked Chester.
Buck, 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 buck,
Chester cackled. This made Howie laugh.
That was pretty funny, he said. You're a regular Henny Youngman, Pop.
Chester scowled. Who's Henny Youngman? I asked.
An old-time comedian, Chester said. Howie's been listening to Mr. Monroe's nostalgia tapes again.
Yep, that was pretty funny, Howie went on. Just watch out that your next joke doesn't lay an egg, though.
He chortled merrily, having forgotten our predicament, it seemed. Dog took advantage of the situation.
Come on, Howie, he said. What do you say? I'll show you what I wanted to show you and get you back to camp before you know it.
All right,
Howie shouted.
Let's go.
I thought we were lost, Chester pointed out.
Well, we are,
Dog replied.
So at least we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Makes sense, I said, as we started off.
Something else is beginning to make sense, Chester whispered to me.
We were trailing several yards behind Dog and Howie. What? I asked.
Dog wants us lost.
Oh, come on, Chester, I said. Why would he want that?
I don't know, but there's something fishy about this whole thing. I think he's leading us somewhere, Harold, leading us to our doom.
Well, at least we've eaten, I said, trying to humor Chester out of his gloomy thoughts.
Our last meal, perhaps, Chester mumbled, and then he stopped dead in his tracks.
What's wrong? I asked.
I figured it out, he said. The Monroes, they...
What? I said, beginning to feel alarmed. Chester has a way of doing that to me at times.
Don't you see, Harold?
He's leading us on a wild goose chase, so that the Monroes will be alone with... Bud and Spud, I said, finishing the sentence for him.
Harold, the Monroes are in danger.
You could be right, I said. Bud suggested we take this hike, and Spud didn't try to stop us when we took off after Dog. But what can we do now? We don't know our way back.
We'll have to look for an opportunity to break away from Dog, Chester said. Then you and Howie can put your tracking skills to good use.
I looked ahead. Howie was racing to keep up with Dog, laughing as he went.
I think Howie has made a friend, I remarked to Chester. A calculated move on Dog's part, he said. He's won an ally. He knows we won't leave Howie behind, and now we'll have a hard time convincing Howie of Dog's ill intentions. Oh, Harold, I believe we underestimated the moronic mutt. He's no dummy after all.
Dog turned back.
You guys coming, or are you going to flap your yaps all night?
He yelled. The moonlight made the ribbon of drool hanging from his lower lip glisten. It reminded me of Spud's knife shining in the light of the Monroe's campfire. But then I noticed once again the vacant look in his eyes.
I don't know, Chester, I said.
It's difficult to imagine Dog as being capable of what you're suggesting. When we were still lost 3 hours later, it had gotten easier.